Come on already! It's only 3:45, you still have to be up. Fine. Sure.
Aha!
Ugh. Dear Santa, please bring me either smaller tits or bigger shirts. Panties, thank you.
Open up, bro. It's me.
Okay. What the fuck?
Come on, cut the shit. Let me in.
Got it.
Try this again.
What the hell, bro? Since when do you lock me out? Oh, you were asleep.
Sorry. I just assumed you'd be up painting or drawing. Let me get a light. What? What's the big deal? Chill out, I'm just...
Holy shit, you're naked!
What?
No, it's not weird.
No, I sleep naked too.
Just usually when it's not this cold. Well, I mean, sometimes I do, but most of the time... What? No, I'm not being weird. You're being weird. Wow. All the single ladies in the house say, hey.
Does that thing come with its own permit?
Oh, wow, okay. So I'm just gonna turn around now.
Although, I have to ask. Brother, exactly how are you still single?
Okay, I'm turning around.
You know, it's not like we haven't seen each other naked 10,000 times before.
Yes, I think bath time together when we were kids still counts.
Look, can I turn around now or what?
I know that you didn't ask me to turn around. I was just trying to be polite. Oh, never mind.
Look, I don't know why you're locking your door anyhow.
Mom's shacked up with Prince Valium tonight and Dad's out. Probably fucking his maid or his secretary or his maid's secretary or something. Besides, I've known how to pick the lock to your door since I was 12, so you shouldn't even have bothered. Actually, I really do need to talk to you about something. I was taking out the trash, even though it's your turn technically, and I found a letter from Juilliard. They're offering you a full scholarship. Now, do you want to explain to me exactly why I found this in the trash? No, I'm not gonna butt out. We may be twins, but we never found out who was born first, so right now I'm playing the big sister card. What the fuck are you thinking? A full ride to Juilliard? That's your ticket out of here! Away from this screwed up family and podunk talents, fame, and fortune, and everything you could ever want! What in the name of Cthulhu would make you just throw it in the trash? Prior commitments? Are you out of your fucking mind? You have no job, no friends, no girlfriend. You don't do anything but school or lock yourself in your room. If it wasn't for me dragging you out to the occasional club or party, no one outside this household would be able to confirm your existence. What prior commitments could you possibly have that would be more important than the rest of your life? Oh, good. It's the silent treatment. That's it. Scoot over. No, I don't care that you're naked. Deal with it. You have pissed off your sister, and now you will have your personal space violated until I get some straight answers. Well, this is cozy, isn't it? Mom and Dad would freak if they saw this. You're still on about that? Okay, yeah, it was my idea to dress up as Cersei and Jaime for the Halloween party. And I may have been a little drunk when I kissed you. But come on, it was just one kiss. And how was I supposed to know that it would wind up on YouTube? God, I don't think I've ever seen Mom and Dad that angry before. Of course they just gave a shit because the whole town started talking about you and I like we were, you know. I honestly thought I was gonna catch the beating of a lifetime. And then you told them it was all your idea. Costume, the kiss, all of it. Instead, I got grounded until Christmas, and you got Dad's belt. You know, I kept screaming for him to stop, or for Mom to do something, but she just sat there, drinking her drink. And pretending nothing was wrong. Bastards. Hey! No! You don't ever hide from me. You hear me? That scar on your face? That doesn't make you ugly. Nothing could ever make you ugly. You are my beautiful brother, and I love you. Do you hear me? You were always doing things like that, you know? Whenever Dad would come home stressed out and pissed off and looking to take it out on someone, you'd always do something to piss him off or make up something so he wouldn't come after me and Mom. You were always looking out for me, brother. And I swear, I will always, look out for you, no matter what. You got it?
It's you and me against the world, bro.
Shut up! No one likes a grammar Nazi. Don't give me that smug look. Just... here. Roll over and get your butt over here. Yeah! That's why you're not supposed to sleep naked! You're freezing! Ugh. Here, just scooch up close to me and I'll spoon you. See if we can make you a little less corpse-like.
How's that? Good? Warm? Good. Go to sleep, bro. Big sis has you. I am beyond cozy.
How? That sucked. At least the sheets broke my fall.
And of course, you dear brother, still sound as...
Oh.
Oh my. Bro, I don't know what you're dreaming about, but judging by that iron rod you're currently sporting,
all I can say is get her phone number.
Let's just get you covered back up and tucked in before you catch a cold or something. Okay, I think you're all tucked in, so I'm just gonna... I wish you could see yourself like I do. You're so... perfect. We're fine. All of that was fine. It was just a little freakish moment. A bit of weirdness. Of incestuous weirdness.
Why, yes, Doctor. I did grab my sleeping brother before making out with him also while he was asleep. That's perfectly normal, right? Hey, who are these nice young men in the clean white coats, and where are they taking me?
Ugh. What has the pair of you standing at attention? Oh boy.
Okay, this isn't a problem. Just need to rub one out, as the boys say.
Just close my eyes and think of Johnny Depp. Oh yes, kiss me harder. I need to taste you.
Oh, wow. Stick a fork in me. I am done.